This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Maltz.
Well, welcome to this week's business radio show. For those keeping track, this is show number 364. This episode is provided by Sage One, an online accounting and business service solution for your small business. It's also provided by Nextiva, the answer to all your business communication solutions in the cloud. Well, if you're going to be good at marketing your company in 2016, then it has to begin with authentic storytelling. In this hour, we're going to show you how to tell a really great brand story. Plus, what does it take to establish a high-performing culture? It's a lot simpler and harder than you think. But first, a lot of products these days are created by people who reinvented themselves during the Great Recession by applying existing knowledge and skills to a business, often something they had long thought about, but the timing of the Great Recession actually helped them take a leap. My next guest created a business that curates these products on a daily basis, Joanne Domeniconi. Joanne Domeniconi, I got that right, the co-founder and chief discovery officer of the product launch platform, The Grommet. The company's citizen commerce movement is reshaping how consumer products are discovered, shared, and bought. Joanne, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Barry.
I want to say that I am a huge fan of The Grommet, and I love the creative stuff you curate for me every single day.
That's right. We tell a story every day about an emerging consumer product. That's what we do every day.
So, Joanne, tell us how you came up with the idea for The Grommet.
We launched The Grommet in 2008, Barry. And the reason that we launched The Grommet was because my partner, Jules Pierre, and I had a long history of working on creating successful consumer products. And what we learned at big companies, like I was in the footwear business for 20 years at a company called Stride-Rite and Keds. Jules worked at Keds with me and also at Hasbro Toys and other consumer product companies. What we learned was that, of course, launching new products is the lifeblood of every business, but that the more innovative a product is, the less likely it is to succeed because people don't expect or understand it. And there's all sorts of forces kind of working against innovative products getting to consumers. And so we decided to create The Grommet in 2008, a digital platform where we would use the tools of technology and communities who care and digital media, video and interactive content, to spread the word about worthy emerging businesses, things, you know, products that people should know about. We focus on consumer products. So, and those are the stories we tell every day.
Yeah, one of my favorite products, and I love that you tell the story behind the product, is that we have a beach house and we always have fires every night in the summer when we're out there, and we're used to using sticks for marshmallows, and you actually had a fishing rod that you put marshmallows on, and people just love it when they come to visit.
Yeah, you know, we're always looking for the delightful product. We cover 16 different categories. You know, some very serious products, wearable technology, and products that people have a hard time understanding. We demystify them. But we also are looking for the products that are just going to delight you or make life fun. And that's what the fishing rod product is.
So it's been delightful. How'd you come up with the name of The Grommet?
You know, The Grommet is a piece of very humble but very useful hardware. And when we like hardware. Hardware, you know, helps you kind of put things together and be meaningful. And so the symbolism for us with The Grommet is that, you know, the story is about hardworking, useful products that can make a difference in your life. And so we liked the kind of strong emphasis. We turn that the word into a noun. We call the products that we support Grommet. And that's That's kind of a...
It's fantastic.
That's my take on it.
We're talking
anyway,
with...
Also, Jules loves grommets.
Exactly. We're talking
so,
with...
that's her... She names the company and...
And you stuck
and
with
it. She loves grommets.
We're talking with Joanne Domeniconi. She's the co-founder and chief discovery of one of my favorite websites called The Grommet. Now, you've come out with this ebook that features the contributions from 100 makers, inventors, and entrepreneurs since you launched the business in 2008. Why was this important to do this kind of book?
You know, we've learned a lot in 8 years. We've launched over 300 different emerging businesses, and we had a story to tell. We had our own story to tell, but we wanted to kind of share the trials and tribulations of starting a business in hopes that we can help other people be successful. And, you know, these are the real life stories of real human beings that have been successful with a consumer product. It's about their struggles and their learnings and their insights. And the interesting thing about the book is it's not necessarily theoretical. It's practical and very inspirational. So some of the things that we kind of ask these makers is, tell us about your scariest moments, or, you know, what does success look like for you? You know, it's so funny when people start a business, you know, there's all sorts of ways that they think about what success looks like. You know, for some early stage businesses, it's, I want to get my products on the big box shelf. But for other entrepreneurs, it's, I want to pay my mortgage and educate my kids. And all of that is great. There's so many reasons to start a business, and there's so many kind of flavors of success. And so those are the kinds of things that we help somebody considering a business or struggling with their business see, the stories of successful entrepreneurs, inventors, makers, we call them, and kind of helping people see around the corners for, you know, what being in this world of entrepreneurship, starting a business might look like. And, you know, I think it's inspirational. I think we'll help people see around corners. I think we are giving concrete advice, and we just hope it's helpful. And of course, you know, the other thing about it is it's a really great thing for our makers to contribute to a book like this, helps them kind of memorialize their own journey. And that is important. That's one thing that we've learned in our business for sure.
Yeah, it's so important. Anytime you can get these inspirational stories, really understand what is the story behind the product. I find also, Joanne, it's very interesting that you call them makers, right? A lot of people call inventors, entrepreneurs, small business owners. Why call them makers, or this whole idea of a maker movement?
Well, the maker movement is a fairly new term, and it's born out of this amazing, positive, optimistic trend around technology and tools that are helping the independent person create a physical product. You know, it used to be that only big companies had the know-how to engineer and bring a product to market, but with 3D printing and CAD design and the internet to kind of spread the word, the independent guy is more, independent entrepreneur or maker is more powerful than ever before. And this is a huge movement, extremely optimistic for our company. You know that, you know, 2 out of 3 jobs in this country are created by small business.
That's right.
And when there's a trend around small business that is so powerful and is leading to so much success, that's awesome stuff. And so the inventors, entrepreneurs, designers that we work with, we call them makers because that is kind of an umbrella term for all of those types of people. It's just a newer way to kind of describe that movement. That's a movement that has kind of propelled our business toward great success, and this is the community that we've attached ourselves to.
Oh, I just love the name. So, Joanne, where can people get a copy of this ebook?
Well, first of all, you need to know that ebook is free. It's 762 pages, downloadable pages of awesomeness. and it's free. You can download it right from our website, or it's available on the e-publisher. So very easy to find. Go to www.thegrommet.com, and all the instructions are there. Go down to the footer on our website and look for ebook, and you'll be ready to go.
And Joanne, I really highly recommend that everyone sign up for The Grommet. And every day you do really bring to my inbox awesomeness. It's one of the emails that actually I look at every single day.
Thank you. We appreciate that. And so do our makers.
Joanne, thanks for being on the show.
Take care, Barry.
Coming up, why, if you're going to market your company, just like Joanne said, you've got to be able to have a good story. What's behind your product? What's behind your company? We'll talk about that straight ahead. This is AM 560, The Answer. Be right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got The Answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Rich, taking a look at the roadway. Still have the outbound Eisenhower blocked off at the Burn Circle interchange with police activity and investigation. No timetable given on when that will be open. The inbound Kennedy and the inbound Dan Ryan ramps to the outbound Eisenhower also shut down. In the River North neighborhood, watch out for an accident in Hubbard and State. Also in the Greektown neighborhood, crash attempt continues, Halstead and Jackson. And in the Little Village neighborhood, there is an accident with injuries, Western and Cermak. In Riverside, watch out for crash with injuries, First Avenue south of Parkview. A couple of problems on the expressways, also like the inbound Stevenson crash reported at Central and the inbound Kennedy. Watch out for an accident on the right shoulder right around Van Buren. The rest of the roadways are moving well. Weather forecast, clouds giving way to some sunshine with temperatures in the mid-40s. 37 O'Hare in Aurora, 38 Midway in Joliet. Next updates in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Each year, the month of March is all about the madness.
He's a whack job. He's a wacko.
This year, as the number of candidates dwindles and the delegate count climbs, the remaining candidates will meet for one final debate on March 10th. And AM 560 is hosting the final debate watch party of the primary season. On Thursday, March 10th at Austin's Fuel Room in Libertyville. Tickets are just $25 and include an all-you-can-eat buffet. Visit 560theanswer.com/march. That's 560theanswer.com/march. Sponsored in part by DS Arms.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMoltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
The holidays are over. It's time to think a little bit about yourself. Maybe treat yourself to a MyPillow. I'm Amy Jacobson, and my mother, myself, and others in my life love our MyPillows. If you've procrastinated, don't put it off. MyPillow is a premium pillow with 4 different loft levels that's customized to your individual preference. And for my listeners who use the promo code Amy, you'll get 2 MyPillows for the price of 1. It's MyPillow's best offer. You know, it's so important to get a great night's sleep. MyPillow helps with snoring, headaches, neck pain, insomnia, allergies. Plus, it's washable and it keeps its shape and gives you support where you need it most. That's why it's the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. For this 2 for the price of 1 offer, visit MyPillow.com or call 800-489-0201 and use the promo code Amy. Do it now, 800-489-0201 or online at MyPillow.com. Promo code Amy, 800-489-0201.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Moltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
All right, so let's face it. It's hard for any prospect to remember who the heck your business is and what your brand is all about. The best way to do this is to be able to tell a good story around it. But how do you construct an authentic story for your company? Here to help is Richard Krevelin. He's the author of a book called The Hook, How to Share Your Brand's Unique Story to Engage Customers, Boost Sales, and Achieve Heartfelt Success. Richard, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me, Barry.
So why is being able to tell a good story so important these days?
Well, there's more opportunities than ever, which also means there are more stories being told than ever. So amid all the clutter, the way to differentiate yourself and your company and your brand is by telling a really effective story that people remember.
So is this why Hollywood movies are so successful, because they're able to tell a good story?
Well, one of the big questions I get a lot of times is people ask me, why are so many Hollywood movies so bad? But, the great ones, the movies that people remember, the movies that people keep talking about and become part of our culture, you know, affect us deeply because the stories are so well constructed and so powerful. So what you see today with the rise of, you know, the digital era is an opportunity for every business person and brand, no matter how small, to have their own website and to go on YouTube and to there's a platform that exists for storytelling unlike, you know, any other time in history. So what I tried to do in the book is I set up a whole process to help people tell stories based upon, you know, all the years I spent teaching at USC Film School and trying to kind of take all the secrets I learned from Hollywood, who is very good at telling stories, and saying, you know, these secrets and tips and techniques can be used by anyone, even if you only have, you know, $10 and a little iPhone camera, and you're making your own video for your website to tell your story.
So what are some of those secrets that you learned from Hollywood?
Well, you know, a lot of it is structure. I have a golden rule that came out of many years of classroom teaching where I realized there is this kind of basis for a story, a non-negotiable deal, essentially, that, you know, if a story does not have, let me do it in the positive way, a story must have an engaging character who actively overcomes tremendous obstacles to reach a desirable goal, and that person should change for the better. And if you look at any movie, any TV show, if we're not engaged by the main character, if the goal of what they're trying to achieve isn't desirable, if they're not overcoming tremendous obstacles, the show isn't going to work. Right. And so you can really use that as a barometer to test what you're writing and to try to understand, when I just spent $30 on a movie and I didn't like it, what they, you know, a lot of times the main character is not engaging or there wasn't a clear goal that they were trying to achieve. And so, you know, you can even see ways that, you know, take something like Breaking Bad. Now, you know, the Bryan Cranston main character he's not a good guy, really. He's a drug dealer. But he's engaging. You can't stop watching him. He's fascinating. And, you know, he's got cancer and he's trying to overcome obstacles to support his family. And it's constructed in a way that, you know, it's just compelling and engaging and captivating. And we can't stop watching. And that became a kind of a pop culture phenomenon.
Right, exactly. We're talking with Richard Krevelin. He's got a book out. It's called The Hook, How to Share Your Brand's Unique Story. So, Richard, how do you take these lessons? How do we put that into a small business? Because most small businesses, how do they have a character that overcomes adversity? How do you do that?
Well, you know, it's a good question. Sometimes the character is the founder of the company. Sometimes the character is an employee in the company. You know, so you have sometimes Ronald McDonald where they create a character. Sometimes the brand can be a character. So it really is up to, when I work with companies, I look at the brand DNA. What is the essence of the brand? And then as a result of that, Do we have to create a new character? Is there a character that exists in the company? Can we use a customer as a character? So it's really a function of the brand DNA, which then generates what I call the brand hero, and then looking around the company and figuring out who's our hero and who's the best person for us to use to tell our story. And as you pointed out, if we don't have a character we care about, then the story is not going to be powerful. And so then finding that right person to tell that story.
It's very interesting because if you think about a lot of times, as you said, the character is not always a person. I think about the character of UPS, right, and how their ugly chocolate brown trucks really became the character in a lot of their stories.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah. So the brand, that's almost brand hero. And then that's taken to the driver with the brown uniform.
Right.
Embodied in those shorts. I can always see those brown shorts. And then that becomes very brand.
I was looking at the shorts. I'm looking at the legs.
I feel bad in the cold. You can think Prudential right now has that campaign with the professor with the beard, and
right.
He's out lecturing, I think, in Boston. He's not, I don't think he's a Prudential employee. I think he's a professor they hired. But, for each company, it's really important to spend the time to figure out what's your DNA, what stories do we need to tell. There are different types of stories that I define in the book. There, sometimes we tell stories for leadership. Sometimes we tell stories to convey information. Sometimes we tell stories to create a myth for the future. I can go on and on about the different stories. Usually they need to really embody the values of the company, and stories are a great way to take values, and instead of using a mission statement or a bullet point list, you take these values, you bury them in the story, they become the theme of the story, and if the story is told well, it'll translate directly to people without it really being spoken. And that's what happens a lot of times with business people I work with. They get nervous because storytelling isn't, a straightforward bullet point list of information. But you can test the story and see, do people understand the meaning of the story? Do they get it? And I think people prefer to find meaning on their own as opposed to be told, this is why you need to use this toothpaste because 3 out of 5 dentists recommend it,
Exactly. It's interesting because one of the sponsors of the show, Nextiva, they've created this character called Bert, who is really an expert in extreme customer service. So they've created a character for their company. And when you see the team members listed under their website, this character is listed as the first member above the CEO.
That's great. Yeah. Well, then that means they're putting customer service before
first.
Anything
exactly.
Else.
Exactly.
Right.
So, Richard, if someone wants to create this story for their business, what you're saying is, look to the story from the founder, look from an employee, look it from a customer, but they've got to find some kind of story, some kind of personification if they're going to be successful.
Well, stories are driven by people. So stories are here, sometimes it's not a person, it could be an animal. But I should say stories are driven by a protagonist, by a main character. And so a lot of times, yeah, the work that we have to do with a company is figuring out how we can tell a story that's going to be engaging, that's not just the general, we value
right,
customer
right.
service, and that's a kind of a vision statement, right. a value statement, not a story, and it doesn't stay with people. But then if you tell a story about a person or a character who is customer service driven and it's done well and it feels, as you pointed out, genuine and authentic, people are going to remember that, and then when they have to make a choice, they're going to be drawn to your brand as opposed to other brands.
Well, Richard, thanks for being on the show. The title of the book is called The Hook, How to Share Your Brand's Unique Story to Engage Customers, Boost Sales, and Achieve Heartfelt Success. If you want to get in touch with Richard, go to www.profk.com or www.powerstoryconsulting.com. Richard, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you. Take care.
Coming up, why you need an accountant in 2016, even though you don't want to work with one, is AM560 The Answer.
The first votes of the 2016 campaign were finally cast in Iowa.
God bless the great state of Iowa.
And Ted Cruz emerged the winner.
Tonight is a victory for courageous conservatives across Iowa and all across this great nation.
Now, the race shifts to New Hampshire.
On to New Hampshire.
And the first in the nation primary. Stay tuned to find out what happens next.
We are going to win this election for this country.
On your election station, AM560. The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Carmen Roberts. The UN Security Council will meet in emergency session this morning to deal with an alarming development. North Korea tested a ballistic missile last night.
Having not yet been punished by the international community for last month's nuclear test, which it said was a hydrogen bomb test, we can only expect that the momentum will shift even further towards a harsh punishment.
Sky News reporter Alec Jensen in Seoul. At the GOP debate last night, former Governor Jeb Bush slams the idea of raising taxes on millionaires.
I'd like to see more millionaires. I think we need to grow more millionaires. We need to create a prosperity society where people can rise up. This notion that somehow we're undertaxed as a nation is just foolhardy when we have entitlements growing far faster than our ability to pay for it.
Marco Rubio, who's been gaining in the polls, faced a barrage of attacks about his experience. The debates on ABC. Fox News, we report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
Good morning, I'm Rich. Taking a look at the roadway, some very good news on the outbound Eisenhower. Everything's back open at the Burn Circle interchange after earlier investigation from a police activity standpoint. But we are also seeing the ramps from the inbound Kennedy and inbound Dan Ryan to the Burn Circle interchange back open after this police activity. Crash with injuries in Riverside should be picked up now. First Avenue south of Parkview. Traffic is sponsored by Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Want to avoid the crowds at the Chicago Auto Show? You can see the entire line of new 2016 Fords today at Alpamonte Ford, and you can drive one too. See them all at Alpamonte Ford, 25th and North Avenue in Melrose Park. Weather today, the clouds will be giving way to sunshine with temperatures in the mid-40s, 37 at O'Hare, 38 Midway. Next update's in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Four new employees.
A 20% increase in revenue.
Being one of the 9 million women business owners in the U.S.
These are your proudest numbers, your landmarks of growth and success. Sage helps you achieve business milestones with cloud and software solutions that lead to deeper financial insights. Believe in your numbers. See what Sage can do for your business. Visit believeinyournumbers.com today.
More leads. That's what every small business wants, right? If you want to eliminate the guesswork with a truly effective lead generation tool, it's time to try out PureChat. PureChat's simple live chat software is the easiest way for small businesses to answer customer questions and capture leads from their desktop or mobile device. Sign up free at PureChat.com and start generating more leads. PureChat.com, the truly effective lead generation tool.
If you suffer from depression, consider TMS, an incredible new advancement in treating and relieving depression.
I'm Gina, and I suffered with depression for 19 years. And like most people, I tried medications, and I couldn't tolerate the side effects, and they never worked properly for me. TMS was a great thing. It helped me out so much. Now I have the sparkle back in my eyes, and I'm able to feel great about life again. It worked really great for me, and I would absolutely recommend it to anybody suffering with depression.
TMS, or transcranial magnetic stimulation, is a safe, non-invasive, and highly effective treatment for drug-resistant depression. Most insurance companies cover TMS, including Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois and Medicare. Depression can be beaten, and without drugs. To schedule a free consultation, call Theramind at 847-562-5868 or go to tmsmind.com.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Well, a lot of small business owners have that love-hate relationship with their accountant. They love them because they know they need them at tax time. They hate them because they either don't understand them when they talk to them, or they really don't understand the value that they can bring to their business. Here to help is Ray Barlow. He's the Vice President of Accountant Solutions for Sage in North America. He previously worked in the Accountant and Advisor Group at Intuit. Ray, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
I find that so many small business owners actually do have this love-hate relationship with their accountant. And I think it's so important that they love them because they really can help them. Where does it start to find the right accountant for your business?
Well, I think if you're looking to find the right accountant in your business, a lot of it depends on what kind of business that you're in. And sometimes you may be a startup. I once was a small business person, owned a small business, and the first thing I did was engage an accountant. That person was responsible for really helping me understand the intricacies of the business and help me strategize how to grow that business. And you know, you've got to kind of go out there and find the right accountant that meets your needs, both with their skill set, but also financially. I had a pretty good arrangement with that accountant who worked with me, and it worked out well for us.
And I think that's really the key thing, the accountant that works well with you, because I talk to a lot of small business owners, and they say, well, you know, I don't understand what my accountant says to me. I can't speak his language. And I say, because you don't have the right accountant then. What do you think?
Well, I agree. I mean, first of all, small business people are not accountants. They're not financial people. They have a passion for what they want to do, and really they want accounting to be invisible to them. They just want to know what is important to them. So if you're an accountant and you're taking way too much time talking debits and credits with these folks, you're probably not going to get a good reception from them. But if you take the time to really talk to them as a business, as a small business, sometimes the easiest question you can ask is, what keeps you up at night,
right,
to a small business owner? And you can really laser in on what's important to them and keep the conversation in that direction.
You know, Ray, I think this is a very important part because it's not just about taxes. It's not just about financial numbers. It's really taking those numbers and bringing them to life. What do they really mean for your business, not only in the past, but how can I use them for the future?
You know, things are changing in the accounting profession, and technology is certainly driving that. Today, an accountant can look into the future like never before. They can help a small business really look at what's happening or what's about to happen for their business. You know, through cloud-based technology tools, they now have the insight so much better than they've ever had to see how you're doing today, but also to give you that advice into the future as well. So I do agree that today's world, if you just take that data and allow it just to sit in a database and you're not interpreting it and you're not utilizing that information to help drive your business, you're missing a very, very important and great opportunity.
And Ray, here's the interesting part. A lot of small business owners I talk to say, well, I don't need to actually see the financial numbers. I know what they are intuitively. They're all kind of in my head. And then we actually bring out the financial numbers and the information and the insights, and they go, wow, I didn't realize that was going on.
You know, so many small business owners, they look at their checkbook balance, and that's what tells them how they're doing. I talk to a lot of accountants, and they tell me that many times their small business owners don't know how they're doing. And it's up to the accountant to provide that kind of data and that kind of insight to let them know how they're doing. It's kind of interesting, you know, so many just look at their bank balance. That tells them how they're doing.
It's
crazy. That doesn't tell the whole story.
It's like running a shoebox. Well, Ray, at Sage, you're the head of account solutions. How do I find the best accountant that really fits my business? Where do I go? Do I just put it into the search engine on Google or Yahoo?
You know, we have a couple of things that can help small businesses link to accountants. We have a free online search tool called Sage Match. And no, it's not a dating service, but it is a way for small businesses to reach out to accountants and to find the accountant that best meets their needs. It's not just about finding any accountant. Sage Match matches the needs of the small business to the skill set and the specialties of the accountant. So that's a very good tool to help small businesses connect. The other way small businesses connect, and just by word of mouth, by going to events, by being part of the small business community in your area, the best kind of opportunities are often through referrals of some particular accounting firm that's done really well for another small business owner.
And I think it's also important that don't wait to the end of the year to engage the account. It's now February 7th. You're already late. You've really got to engage an account ASAP.
Yes. You know, there's no time like the present to get involved. Yes, there's a lot of compliance work that an accountant does for a small business. As a matter of fact, 75% of the small businesses we've talked to and surveyed in the past do use an accountant for a lot of the tax work. So how do they do that? They show up at the end of the or at the beginning of the new year with a shoebox full
of receipts.
You know,
here you go. Well, Ray, thanks so much for being on the show. If you want to meet Ray, you can go to www.sage.com. Thanks so much.
Oh, I appreciate it, Barry. Thanks for having me.
Coming up, how do you generate a high-performing culture inside your company every single day? This is AM 560. The Answer will be right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Rich, taking a look at the roadways. Riverside Police tell me that the earlier crash with injuries still there, still being worked on. It'll be there for just a little bit longer. No delays on the Edens, 19 apiece to and from Lake Cook and the Kennedy Junction. The Kennedy inbound and outbound, 20 apiece to and from O'Hare. The express lanes are inbound in 8 minutes. Eisenhower is good, 29 apiece to and from Thorndale, 16 back and forth from Mannheim. No delays on the Stevenson either. 34 apiece to and from 355. The Dan Ryan 15 either way you go to and from 95th. Chicago Skyway 57 and the Bishop Ford looking pretty good. Same with Lakeshore Drive and the Elgin O'Hare Expressway. No delays on the 4 Illinois Tollways. 80 through the southern suburbs as well as everything in or out of northwest Indiana. Moving at the posted speed limit. Weather forecast, clouds giving way to sun with temperatures in the mid-40s. 38 at O'Hare, 39 at Midway. Next update is in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva. Simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
My proudest number is 2005. That's the year I started my business. It was just me for 2 years, and then I hired my first employee.
My proudest number is 20. Last year, I saw a 20% increase in revenue. We got our first six-figure check, too.
My proudest number is 36. That's how many new clients I've signed. And next quarter, I'll double it.
My proudest number is 42.
I was 42 when I became one of the 9 million women business owners in the U.S., and I never looked back.
These are your proudest numbers, your landmarks of growth and success. Sage Cloud and Software Solutions help you achieve these milestones by providing deeper insights into all your numbers. So believe in them. Believe in your numbers. See what Sage can do for your business. Visit believeinyournumbers.com today to learn more.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Maltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
The key to having a successful business lies not in the people or the product, but the culture of your company. It's pretty simple. If you have a destructive company culture, your business will fail. If you have one that supports high-performing individuals, then you'll succeed. Here to talk about that is Lindsay McGregor. She's the co-author of the New York Times best-selling book, Prime Perform, How to Build the Highest Performing Cultures Through the Science of Total Motivation. Lindsay, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Barry.
Now, I say the key is really simple, but it is very difficult to create a high-performing culture, isn't it? Where do you start?
It's extremely difficult. You know, when I was lucky enough to help start the first small business I was involved in, we had a 5-person team that was all really nice and really friendly, and we expanded to a team of about 15 also nice and friendly people. And yet, 6 months in, we realized that we had built something that just felt mediocre. Everybody was friendly and asked how your weekend was, but we weren't high performing and we weren't doing our absolute best, and we couldn't figure out why at that time.
And so why was it?
It turned out that we knew enough at that time not to be toxic, that there are certain ways that people motivate each other that create really bad outcomes, things like emotional pressure and economic pressure and inertia. But we didn't know at that time that there's actually three ways to build a culture, three ways to motivate people that lead to really high levels of performance. We thought if you gave people tons of autonomy and tons of space that it would work, but that wasn't quite true.
So what, all right, I'll bite. What are those three?
The first is play. And this is when you're working because you truly love the work itself. So for example, you love setting up new systems in your company, or you love talking to your customer and finding better ways to explain your product to that customer. That love of the work itself leads to the highest levels of performance.
And I think the first one, Lindsay, I think this idea of play is so important. It doesn't mean that you have to be, quote unquote, in a fun business. In my last company, we sold scientific and technical software. For me, really boring. But the people involved in the company, we really had a lot of fun playing with each other, even though the subject I found kind of boring.
It's so true. You know, play is, if you think about why children play, they play to learn. And we find joy in learning all sorts of random and different things. And fortunately, many of us are built differently and find play in different areas. So I found lots of play in Excel modeling. I've found it in interviewing customers. I found it in even setting up a more efficient way of running our business. There's play everywhere if you just think about it as that joy of experimenting, testing, and learning.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring that out because a lot of people say, well, I'm just not in a playful business. We all can be in playful businesses.
It's so true. Think about, for example, Southwest Airlines. Would you have assumed before them that a flight attendant job was highly playful?
I would assume not.
They made it a very playful customer experience.
Right, exactly. All right. So what's number two?
Number two is purpose. And this is when you're doing something because you deeply believe in the impact of your work. So if you imagine a teacher, for example, a teacher with play might love coming up with lesson plans, and that's why they work. But a teacher with purpose really believes in the impact of their work.
And this
Take Zappos, for example.
Yeah, exactly.
Their purpose is bringing great customer experience to their people.
And I think this is where, Lindsay, a lot of small business owners fall down because they clearly don't establish what is the purpose and the mission of the company. Why is it bigger than all of us?
It's true. And it's sometimes difficult and takes a little bit of extra thought. So, for example, a friend of mine started a small business to help customize men's suits. And at first he said, I'm not sure what my purpose is. We customize suits. It's a great product, but it's not curing cancer and it's not, you know, feeding the homeless. It's something different. And he realized that over time that his purpose was making men feel confident in themselves. And that was a really inspiring purpose that invigorated all of his people.
Exactly. All right. What's number three?
Number three is potential. And this is when you're working because it somehow increases your own personal potential. So if we go back to that teacher, for example, they're working maybe because they want to be a principal one day.
And so if I don't have these three things in my culture, Lindsay, where do I start to try to transform it? And then how do I measure my progress?
It's a great question. There's all sorts of ways that you can start to change play, purpose, and potential. The first is just having a conversation with people on where do they find play, where do they find purpose, what's their potential. The second is thinking about what could you do in your organization to increase those. So, for example, GenCoa is a janitorial cleaning company. They had turnover of sort of 3 months among their people, and they realized that a lot of folks were using this job as a stepping stone while they were also studying, for example, for school. And they brought in somebody to be their dream manager, to actually help each person accomplish their personal dreams, whether they were related to the workplace or not. And they found that their retention moved from 3 months to 3 years, that they were cleaning an average of double the square footage of their competitors. And so a little change in their leader's mission from manage these people to help them accomplish their dreams completely transform the business.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. Well, Lindsay, if people want to get a copy of the book or learn more about the great work you're doing, where can they go?
PrimeToPerform.com has all of the information, and it's on all the major booksellers. There's also on PrimeToPerform.com a way to measure the strength of your culture, where it's a free survey you can send out to your team, and it tests how well your culture is working and provides a facilitation guide for you to have a discussion with your team about how to improve.
And how does it do that?
So we test how much play, purpose, and potential each person feels, and also how much of the negatives, emotional pressure, economic pressure, and inertia. It's very simple. It's 6 simple questions. We ask a bunch of questions about how the culture or environment of your organization might be affecting those motives.
I think it's wonderful. I'm going to sign up for that tool. Lindsay, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Barry.
Coming up, how to foster innovation inside your company every single day. This is AM 560, The Answer. We'll be right back.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. The biggest trap business owners face is that they are continually flip-flopping their time between working for customers and selling to find new business. As a result, when you are doing the work, the sales activity slows to a crawl. This double helix trap keeps businesses struggling for years. Learn the 7 strategies for breaking this trap. Contact Barry at barry@barrymoltz.com.
Valentine's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. And this week only, we will also include chocolates for free. Go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the right corner, and enter code 1515. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Order now from Pro Flowers. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 1 dozen stunning assorted roses, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99, and we'll include a vase for free. Fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift. Pro Flowers has everything you need to win Valentine's Day. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing Valentine's Day deal is to visit proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 1515. That's proflowers.com, secret code 1515.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Moltz.
Well, innovation is the lifeblood of many small businesses, but how do you foster it on a daily basis inside your own organization? In 2011, Dave King founded a company called Exaptive with a mission to create a software platform for that could facilitate those aha moments of innovation instead of leaving them to serendipity. Dave, welcome to the show.
Hi, Barry. Thanks for having me.
So how do you foster innovation in your company every single day?
Yeah, well, that's the key question. And I think that, the way to get at that, first of all, is to have sort of a model for how innovation happens. I think that in society, we tend to think of innovation as being, a light bulb that happens from one genius's mind who has a new idea. But in reality, innovation is usually connecting the dots from a bunch of different ideas. So, tangibly inside the organization, this is something we try and do in our business, but also help our clients with, is we have to create the environment in which lots of people's individual ideas can meet and percolate and combine and recombine. And, part of the way to do that is to create environments where people share the things they're working on, even if they're not directly related to each other's projects, because a lot of the big ideas happen when something is taken from one domain and applied in a completely different domain. So we embody that, in Exaptive in all sorts of ways. We have a big whiteboard where it's actually 20 foot wide by 11 feet high. And it's big enough that multiple teams can be working on that whiteboard at the same time. And if one team needs to concentrate, they can sort of take it over, but you can also end up with these sort of cross-pollinating discussions that happen. And I think that's the key, sort of recognizing that ideas are not light bulbs from one person. They're networks across a bunch of people.
I love that, because we have a tendency to silo people and focus them really hard in an organization, and people don't get a chance to share their ideas. Now, tell us about Exaptive, of how this platform actually facilitates these moments of innovation.
Yeah, well, the first thing, innovation is very broad, right? So if with Exaptive, when we say we're trying to facilitate innovation, we're focusing on a particular type of a particular area, and that's the area of data analytics and data science. And the reason that's an area we focused on is because it allows us to do everything in a virtual environment on the computer. For your listeners that don't know, data science now applies to almost every field, not just scientific fields. And it's this act of taking lots of information in, trying to analyze it in ways that then can lead to better decisions. So the way we're facilitating innovation in our platform is we're creating an environment in which people can combine data sets, algorithms, visualizations in a very flexible way to create applications, web-based applications. That gives them some immediate benefit, but we're recording the metadata, the data about their usage of the platform, so that we can start to make suggestions that they might not otherwise think of. And that's key. If you go shopping, if you go into Amazon, you'll get suggestions. People who bought this, also bought this, or Pandora will give you suggestions on music. What we're doing with Exaptive is looking at how people analyze data and then giving suggestions that can help them analyze it in some new ways.
Dave, thanks. We're really out of time for this segment. If you want to get in touch with Dave, you can go to www.exaptive.com, EXAPTIVE.com. Dave, thanks so much.
Thanks, Barry.
And thanks all of you for joining us on this week's radio show. I want to thank our sponsors, Sage One and Nextiva. If you're serious about being more successful this year, you got to give me a call, 773-837-8250. Go ahead and email me, barry@moltz.com. Isn't this the year that you move your business ahead? Isn't this the year that you make more money? Have a profitable and passionate week.
You can find Barry on the web at barrymoltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.
Christmas and the New Year are over.